Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The measure of who we are as a person is determined not only by our actions, but equally important is our reactions, especially to adversity or hostility. Action, according to dictionary.com, is defined as an act that one consciously wills and that may be characterized by physical or mental activity, habitual or usual acts, conduct, end quote. Person's actions are most often self-initiated with prior planning and behavior patterns that determine what they're going to do or not do. A person's daily actions are generally pre-planned and not subject to surprises or emotional responses because they've been premeditated. We decide to act in a certain way based on the information available to us at any given time. Those questions, those actions are a reflection of who we are in Him and the extent to which we have renewed our mind with the Word of God.
In Psalm 119, verse 5, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees." There is a guaranteed way for us to succeed in the actions we take. One of them is definitely Proverbs 16, verse 3 says in the New Living Translation, "Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed." And my absolute favorite, which I quote daily, is the Amplified Bible translation of Proverbs 16:3. It says, "Roll your works upon the Lord, commit and trust them wholly to Him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed." Hallelujah. We are also clearly judged by the actions we take. In other words, the things we do. But we have choices. In Jeremiah 17, verse 10, in the New Living Translation, it says, "But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve."
Honey, our actions determine our future, but our reactions reveal who we really are. According to dictionary.com, reaction is defined as a reverse movement or tendency, an action in a reverse direction or manner, action in response to some influence or event. Generally speaking, a reaction is in response to what someone either does to,
I'll
say it that way. For instance, how do you react when somebody cuts you off in traffic? How do you react when someone treats you unfairly on the job? How do you react if you've been accused of something you didn't do? How do you react if your spouse and children say something that, really makes you angry? How do you react when you're called by your creditors about debts you willingly incurred but can no longer repay? How do you react when you see others treated unfairly? Rita Mae Brown, an American writer, said, "A life of reaction is a life of slavery, intellectually and spiritually. One must fight for a life of action, not reaction." So here's a question. Are our reactions to different circumstances and problems, are our reactions born of the fruit of the Spirit?
In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, which you're, I'm sure, most familiar with, this in the Amplified Bible says, "But the fruit of the Holy Spirit The work which his presence within accomplishes is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper and forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Against such things, there is no law that can bring a charge.
Are our responses to adversity consistent with the fruit of the Spirit, which should be coming from our hearts? Do we handle every situation with love, the kind of love that Jesus would personify? Do we demonstrate an even temper, kindness, self-control, self-restraint? Fox Mulder, the fictional FBI agent, the television series The X-Files, said, "Maybe it's other people's reactions to us that make us who we are. The only way to react properly is to act scripturally, which only comes from reading, studying, and applying the Word of God."
And in Psalm 119, verse 5, again, this is the classic Amplified Bible. I'm pretty sure from this scripture we know that David, King David, who wrote this psalm, along with all the rest of us, have to practice a lot to be able to get where we want to go. Because listen to what he says and how he says it. "Oh, that my ways were directed and established to observe your statutes, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them." Oh, that my ways, he says. Oh, that my ways
That's true.
Were. Because we're all going to have to really apply ourselves to have all those fruits living in us and manifesting in all the time. Wow. But a good dose of the Holy Ghost is the only thing that will keep us transformed instead of conformed to this world and the natural fleshly reactions to adversity, which so often can happen.
Pastor Joel Osteen said, "Keep in mind, hurting people often hurt other people as a result of their own pain. If somebody is rude and inconsiderate, you can almost be certain that they have some unresolved issues inside. They have some major problems, anger, resentment, or some heartache they're trying to cope with or overcome. The last thing they need is for you to make matters worse by responding angrily."
That is so true.
That's a
we
great
do
point.
Not know what people are going through.
Absolutely. Now, it's also important to understand that our reactions can be positive in nature. For instance, what is your reaction to acts of kindness directed towards you? Do you get embarrassed? Do you minimize the reason for the kindness? Do you give God the glory for the actions that directed the kindness to you in the first place? What is your reaction to those who share revelatory insight with you? I remember 20 years ago, actually getting close to 30 now, baby.
Wow. Time goes by.
Yeah. I age, but you don't.
Oh, how kind you are.
But I remember 20, 30 years ago, when I was moving into a whole new revelation of the Word. I had a dear friend named John Daigle who would speak into my life. I would begin each of our frequent telephone conversations with one simple phrase: "Teach me something." If you find someone who can speak into your life or provoke you to good works, then treasure that friendship. What is your reaction to those who've succeeded in their chosen field of endeavor? How do you react when one of your coworkers goes above and beyond what's required of them on the job into a whole new level of excellence? Are you jealous? Or do you ask them the secrets to their success? Jealousy will never improve performance and increase recognition in a positive way. On the contrary, it is a self-crippling mental disease.
And what is your reaction to praise and congratulations for a job well done?
You know, honey, I remember some years ago when you and I were in the insurance business. And one year we built the largest and most successful sales force in the history of that particular life insurance company. As a result of our accomplishment,
which was a lot of hard work.
We won a brand new, at the time, this tells you how long ago it was.
Yeah, really.
A 1982 Cadillac Eldorado Brits with a stainless steel top. At a national awards banquet, after the president of the company presented us with the keys to this magnificent automobile, I was asked to offer some comments on our success that year. I stood at the podium and said, some people would stand here and say, oh, I don't deserve this award. But I said, well, I'm going to lie to you. We do. I'm not going to lie to you. We do. Bev and I do. We planned for it. We worked hard for it. And with the help of a lot of great people who joined our team, we earned it. Hallelujah. What is your reaction to God's correction? The difference between your success and failure is often a result of how you react to instruction and correction.
And most particularly, correction. You know, I'm reminded of a question that our friend and mentor, Dr. Mike Murdoch, often posed. What is your reaction to greatness? How do you react around successful people who've distinguished themselves in the various fields of human endeavor? How would you react if you were to meet Dr. Creflo Dollar or Joel Osteen or Kenneth Copeland? How would you react if you were to meet maybe a celebrity like Denzel Washington or Meryl Streep?
I know. Can I add one?
Sure.
How would you react if you met Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees?
You'd probably jump up and down.
I would. Or basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski from Duke University.
How would you react if you were to meet, say, Warren Buffett or Bill Gates? If you could ask them 10 questions, what would they be? In fact, it just occurred to me that you should really have a list of questions prepared for meeting any of these successful people, because you never know when you might get the chance, and you need to be ready.
If you think through the questions you'd ask, you'll be much closer to getting the answers you want and need.
That's true.
How will you react? Think about this. How will you react when you meet our Heavenly Father?
There you go.
Now, you may never meet Creflo Dollar or,
Aaron Judge or
Denzel Washington, Mike Krzyzewski, Warren Bates, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. But you can and will meet God.
Think of that.
In fact, you don't have to wait until the sweet by and by. You can meet him. You can meet with him any moment of any day. How would he think about how you act and react? We should be more concerned about his reaction than anything or anyone else here on planet Earth. Now, that's something to think about.
It certainly is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. While you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.